It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have been talking about the comments by Ken Dorsey today. And I do think it falls in line with it's the first bit of sense of urgency or excitement we've heard about this team. Because you've pointed out that you don't think there's a sense of urgency heading into this game. Am I misappropriating what you're saying?
No, I think you're right. I feel like a lot of fans, and again, you guys can tell us if we're wrong here. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I just feel like a lot of...
Specifically if he's wrong.
Yeah, call up and be like, JP, really missed this one, buddy.
Yeah. Nick, you got it. You got it on lock.
You keep doing you.
But this JP guy...
Not even close. No, but I do feel like there's, let's see how the first few weeks go. And I don't know, maybe I'm just tainted by the idea that Zach Jackson said the first couple games will be like an extended preseason. And it's just stayed in my brain now ever since he made those comments. It shouldn't be that way. And I do get worried about the idea of what happens if it is a little bit of a struggle to start off offensively. What does that do for the player's confidence? All the little things that can come attached to that, that I know we don't always put into... a lot of the proper football terms the way we'd like to, because we're like, oh, well, that's an intangible. We can't see it, so we don't have to measure that. But imagine being a Deshaun's teammate and then watching Deshaun go out there and struggle for the first couple weeks and feel like some of the things we talked about in the preseason was actually true, that he doesn't know really what's going on with this offense. And the revamped offense that they've been promising us isn't really anything. So, Nick, I feel like there's... Yeah, I want to see them look good, and I do think there should be some urgency to look good.
I think it's only human that going on year three with Deshaun, that buy-in could waver with struggles, so I don't want to discount that. I also think there's a part of it of, I do think there's, I think people are very ready for this game. I do. I just think they're not talking a big game because they just don't know. And specific to the one thing that drives excitement, the one thing that drives urgency, it is the quarterback position. It is the offense. So no matter how good the defense was last year, no matter trading for Jerry Jeudy, whether that pays dividends week one like Jeremiah Smith did for Ohio State this last weekend, no matter, like, because the biggest question mark is Deshaun, I think that just has a lot of fans saying, well, let's see. But I do think there are people who look at this as a must-win game because – and the NFL, I think most people agree the cliche, every game's a must-win. So I do think there's a built-in sense of urgency is what long-winded way.
Well, I think you're right in the idea that, with the quarterback spot, I think if you wanted to puff your chest out and be confident and be that guy, it's really hard to have a convo with your buddies. And maybe you have a friend that's a Dallas friend, for instance, and you're like, I think we're better than you guys for reasons X, Y, and Z. And then by the time you get to Deshaun, they're like, oh, you sure about that, buddy?
Well, but how is it?
You sure?
Okay, I totally get that. Now, there's validity there.
I think that's tough.
But how is the rebuttal not, we're better than you in every other way? Our head coach is better. The roster's better.
Nobody hates Cowboys fans more than Cowboys fans right now, okay?
Well, I do think, like, if the only thing holding you back is Deshaun, I actually think that should take a lot of the anxiety out because you should have confidence that those other pieces can build the bridge and give Deshaun time to get confident.
I think fans are looking at it like it's such a quarterback league. Hey, look at last year's postseason, Nick. I mean, everyone that won and advanced on, it was just pick the better quarterback in each matchup and watch them keep going throughout the bracket.
But this game's being played in September. I think that's more my point. So, yes...
You still don't have the quarterback advantage. I don't think anybody would give that advantage, even if we expect Deshaun to be great. Dak was second in MVP voting last year.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting, if both guys are at their best, who's better? Because I think if you put last year's Dak versus 2020 or 2019 Deshaun, I think people would take Deshaun. But, and I understand that's a loaded kind of point to make, but I would say, like, yeah, they have the quarterback advantage by way of a pass. Not the Peterlin pass, but a
not
pass.
Not the Peterlin pass.
Definitely
not. I make it abundantly clear.
No one's throwing that out there.
We don't hand those out.
Not willy-nilly, you don't. But I do think that there's... yes, but I also think Deshaun can change that conversation one quarter in. 216-474-0092. We got Randy. Randy, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I wanted to chime in about Deshaun and our expectations for him this year. So with this being his third year on the team, I mean, I definitely think it's put up or shut up time. I know he's had injuries. I know he's been suspended, only played, I think, 12 games for us so far. But when he has played, I think we can all agree, for the most part, it's been very underwhelming. And I think if we see more of the same Deshaun again for a majority of this year, then I don't think he's ever going to be the player that we traded for, you know, hoping that he was back in 2020, I guess, the last time he was really good. And we're going to need to come up with a plan for a new starter in 2025. But what I wanted to ask, and what you guys, I guess, touched upon a bit last segment, is how much of a leash do we give Deshaun to start this season before we as fans start to freak out that maybe this guy just doesn't have it anymore? I know a lot of fans will probably be upset if he doesn't come out week one and throw for 300 yards and three TDs. But personally, I think that would be a bit premature to throw the towel in on him. I mean, you look at league-wide the past few years, NFL offenses in general have started slow the first month or so, even like the great offenses, the great quarterbacks. You know, I've been a bit slow, been a bit clunky, not super high scoring. So I'm going to try not to freak out too much if we're not a well-oiled machine right out of the gate. But I would say, and I think, Nick, you mentioned this last segment, like, I think by mid-October, around week six or so, if we're not seeing a drastic improvement from Watson, and I think the key word is a consistent improvement of him as quarterback, then I think we're going to have a big headache on our hands in trying to find a new quarterback for next year. I know there's a huge thing with his contract. It might not be super easy to move off him, but I don't know. I think if he doesn't have it this year, he's not going to be the guy we had. So that's the main point. As frustrated as I am with Deshaun's play since he's been our QB, I just think we as fans need to do our best to try to give him and the offense a handful of weeks before we start, you know, lighting our pitchfork. So that's all I got. Go Browns.
Randy, love the energy. Love what you brought there. So here's
Can you light a pitchfork?
I mean, I'm sure we've tried.
Can you do that?
The reason why you light a pitchfork is 200 years ago, you got to reinvent yourself, right?
That's right.
Like now, if somebody sees with a pitchfork, you're like, well, I have got a gun. Like, what are we doing
here? It feels like a real man of genius
but
conversation.
But if you light that pitchfork, all of a sudden, the stakes seem to have arisen. You add a pitchfork to fire, it seems like you're fighting fire with fire there. But
intense.
So there is, I think Randy brings up a really good question. And there is what should be, and there is what will be. And it's the idea of Deshaun in a leash with Deshaun. What should be is, it's this year. You're not benching him for Jameis unless he's playing hurt, or unless he's so unbelievably appalling that you have no other choice.
There will be no other choice. Yes. I need to make that clear. Like, he could look so bad that we debate whether or not he's got to fake an injury to get himself off the field. It doesn't matter. Like, he's going to be the guy the whole season.
But that's what it should be. The season is the leash. What it will be is one game. That's all this. And it, by the way, and I'm talking about one bad game. He could play really, really well.
You mean
well.
From the fans' perspective?
Yes, from the fans' perspective.
Okay, because there's no chance it's how Stefanski and Barry, I think.
Oh, but I'm going to tell you, from the media perspective.
Wait, you think one bad game? So you think if he's bad against the Cowboys, people will already be like, put Jameis Winston in there? Or am I misreading what you're saying?
Oh, yes. No, 100%. Yes, if he's bad on Sunday, or if he's honestly just average, because average with a guy like Deshaun, because the expectations are high.
Oh, no. I got to tell Browns fans right now, please do not have that mentality. It's going to be a long week if that's the mentality. We can't be doing that.
It could be a long season. I really can't.
We got to give him a chance here.
Dude, there are people who already don't want him to start week one. I mean, I don't know if you've gotten the calls, but I've certainly seen the tweets. I've seen when people say he's never going to do it again, they've already written him off.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about the people that have already given up, already waved the white flag on him ever being anything. Those people.
Yes. And by the way,
I don't know why I said it like those people. Huge evidence. You know, once I drew out Matthew Boyd's name earlier in the pre-show, I've been very conscious of the fact that I've been drawing things out there. Those people.
Is it because Keith and I both hopped
Matthew
in on
Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd? Now, getting back, but do you see where I'm coming from?
Like, no, it's a ridiculous way to think about it. Not from your perspective, but from the fans' perspective.
No,
you can't be calling for Jameis Winston after week one. Like, can we not all understand? I think a lot of people understand. Deshaun could have one leg. As long as Deshaun clears the injury report, he's going to be out there every single game this season. He could throw three interceptions a game. They're never benching him.
But what do fans always look for? And this is why what Joe Flacco meant to the city was so insane. It's why Jameis Winston.
The vice president is usually more popular than the president. Well, the backup quarterback is usually more popular than the starting quarterback.
Do you know why?
It's
hope. Browns fans right now, if you are uncertain or completely dismissive of the idea that Deshaun can play, if you are that, and that, by the way, I think that's like 30% of people. I don't think it's the majority. Like,
I'm surprised it's even that high.
Like the hopometer by...
I would think it'd be like 5% of
the
people.
Athletic. No, I think it's substantial, but I don't think it's the majority. But I think those people right now don't feel hope going into this game. And now at the same point, a good game from Deshaun on Sunday buys you time. Certainly, it buys you time. But I think there's going to be people, until Deshaun does it for 17 games or 15 games, a full season, and you're in the playoffs, or you win a Super Bowl, there will be people who it will not be enough
Well, and you heard Randy, too. Randy was playing with the idea that it was an assumption that Deshaun Watson was bad last year. I told you how I look at it.
I actually see it in pretty much lockstep. He was hurt. Well, he was hurt, and he played better than the year before.
In more games than not, he still looked really good. In three of the games that he played, the final three we watched him play, as I mentioned like 12 times already today, I apologize, but he looked good. It just got overshadowed by really good defensive performances.
I'm going to let you call the shot. Where are we going here?
Freddie.
I like that. Freddie, welcome to the show, buddy.
Shout out, Freddie Freeman.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just had a question, man. What's the odds of Deshaun Watson becoming like basically the poster child for, you know, teams saying, look, this is why we don't give contracts fully guaranteed anymore? Because, I mean, the guy hasn't put up anything worthwhile. I get it, the few flashes of things that we've seen, and I want him to succeed. Can I get 40 on 5, please?
Can I get what?
Wait, are we getting gas right now?
I'm trying to get gas.
Are we going 87, 89?
You just got to fill the thing all the way up. Save trips, man.
Okay.
What's it cost to fill up your whole tank?
Hey, no, I'm sorry. Hey, but no, I just wanted to know, like... Hey, I just wanted to know, what's your thoughts, man, on that right there? Because
fill up the whole entire tank.
Are you your gas tank or on Deshaun?
You're going to need gas eventually. It's not going to go bad, I promise you. Just fill it up all at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right. 40 takes care of the whole lot. That's good.
Freddie, we appreciate you, buddy. Right, the direct deposit hits tomorrow. I mean, give the man a little bit of a break there. It's a day before payday, and you're trying to get gas. I think we've all been there before at one point in our life or another.
It's the 5th. Huh? I mean, I guess we...
Well, you don't know his pay schedule.
That's what I'm telling you, is you don't know his pay schedule.
Because of Friday.
I'm telling you, you don't know his pay schedule.
I don't even remember. What was his football take?
That was a bad one. It was not great. He's like, why do we pay guaranteed money to these quarterbacks? Is that going to change it at all?
We had Ross on yesterday saying he thinks that the NFL is rooting, like the other owners are rooting for Deshaun to fail so that they can say, this is why we don't hand out guaranteed contracts, which I still think is, I think it's bulletproof. I think you can pick apart that theory. But yes, I absolutely think the billionaires are still rooting for Deshaun to fail.
I think so, but I also look at all the contracts that have been handed out. And I look at it and say, okay, so now we're guaranteeing 75% of them, 80% of them. You're not really making much headway there, are you, owners?
You guys have done a fantastic job of making me second-guess myself about three different ways today. Because I thought to myself, you know what, JP's in. Mac, I had mentioned that I'd made some carne asada, like a pork butt last night. Got to get my guy Mac in on this. I had a whole thing. Felt bad I didn't bring it in yesterday because it wasn't ready. Brought it in today. And in a different way, you did the right thing, which is you just were like, it's great. But then Keith came in and was like, if it wasn't great, you wouldn't say that it wasn't. And you agreed. So
naturally,
okay,
yeah.
Kernel of doubt.
Yeah.
Then Keith continues to just do the passive aggressive thing of, it's fine. It's great.
He's funny about it.
Yes. And then Mac... The guy that I thought I could go to and count on in this whole endeavor.
Yeah, Mac was kind of a little indifferent there, wasn't he?
Well, Mac gave me the, sure.
Yeah.
The voice crack.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't a great endorsement, if I'm being honest.
All right, if we want more of Nick's meat, all right, I'm going to need a little bit more pampering here. Just a little bit more buttering up on this one.
I thought it was excellent. It was.
Yeah, he went back for seconds.
Yeah, I told you, if I didn't like it, I would not have taken the time to go get a second taco. I would have said, I'm going to get something else to eat.
I went for three. I thought it was great.
So I actually, the chop busting was actually right on par for how we do things on this show. So it was really more the Mac lack of confidence.
I did see. Hey, can I compliment you before Mac defends himself, though?
Of course. So I could use one right now.
Okay, well, it's going to be a different compliment than you think, though. I'm sorry. The food was great, but it was more the idea. It was more the idea that you didn't watch me eat the food.
Oh yeah, no, I can't. Because
that could have been really awkward and really bad. It's like opening a gift in front of somebody, and then you're like, oh no, I have to be like, oh, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten. It could have really turned into that, and I would have had to like take the bite and been like, like I'm on the Food Network or something. That would not have been great. I don't know how I would have handled that. You did great. You looked away as I was eating.
I didn't look at anybody in the eye for this very exact reason, because it gives me anxiety.
That was good awareness by you.
Well, it gives me anxiety because the food thing's one thing. The worst thing in the world is, especially with Ness and I, when I find a song that like, it's like speaking to me and I'm like, yeah, babe, this song, like it kind of like lifted my spirits and I just feel like it's really where I am in life. Mm-hmm. And she replies, yeah, good. And I'm like,
you put some Rich Homie Quan on?
I was like, put R.I.P. Mm-hmm. You're trending though. But yeah.
He's got
to
go.
But you know, when like it's a song that I really love and the person you love the most goes, yeah, it's a song. Or like when you're like,
I instinctively go, that's the first run through. You got to give it like seven run throughs.
Or when you watch them listen and you can read their face.
It's way too much pressure on
They're
people.
They're just not vibing
and
with
I
it.
I really thought you were going to do that. I thought you were going to stand over me and be like, all right, I'm gonna see the moment that he just eats the taco and takes it all in and then see the reaction. And it was not going to go well.
No.
And I phrased that about as good as I could. There were seven other phrases that came out in my head that I'm happy didn't come out in person.
Mac, defend your...
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yourself very quickly here.
Look, I thought it was very good. I thought it was very good, but again...
Just not selling it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I thought you used to work in sales, for God's sake.
You will not be reading commercials.
Not for long. But no, I really.
You thought just bad. Just good enough was bad.
Watch
that's
out for Keith.
No, hey guys, it's Mac Robinson here for Ted's Barbecue Emporium. It's food.
It exists.
Look, it was very good. I thought it was very tender. I thought it was very good.
Don't look me in the eye and say
you
it's
said
very
good like three times in two seconds.
You know what?
I just shut off the mic. It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
He almost was saying he was going to say what he really thought there. Oh no! Do you really not like
it? Do you have a butt here? If you've got a butt, give me a butt.
I'd say stick to movie reviews. I don't know.
just be honest. If it wasn't your deal, it's not your deal. It's okay.
Look, all I put on there was cheese and sour cream. I didn't want to put too much on there to take away from the meat. I thought it was very good, very juicy, and had a very good flavor.
Well, now he's trying to deflect because I used a lot of sauce.
Those all sounded the same.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. So, yeah, I'm just going to take the compliment. Thank you very much. So that's been an interesting afternoon. No, I'm kidding. I'll make you guys more of my meat. Don't worry about it. We're good.
It was very good.
But it's like being rated as a lover. It was very good. Like we were emphasizing the very just a little too much here. But you have to protect my feelings. Do you view the Dodgers series as a measuring stick for the Guardians?
Hold on. When you put it and warmed it up in the microwave, when you start there, did you really think Mac was going to be like, you're basically Michael Simon there?
The man, and no offense, the man considers making tacos to be browning ground beef. Yes.
We got a low bar there.
Like, here's the thing.
We got a low bar.
A little refined. Keith's palate, a little refined. Mac is a toddler, palatively speaking.
By the way, let people in on how much you had to brown meat earlier in the week. How much did you make?
Oh, you're talking about macaroni bologna here? Mac, was that, am I remembering this correctly, 2.5 pounds?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Just for you? See? I thought, oh my God. Like,
well, I'm not
going to
get on the man for meal prepping here.
You guys, like, well, listen, it's pork butt. Pork butt is a pretty simple thing. I expected, I didn't expect the world from
you. It takes hours, though. It takes hours.
It was a crock pot, guys. What are we doing here? But, I mean, I'm going to take the compliment. Yeah. But yeah, when the guy that's like, yeah, so I browned some ground beef and made tacos, I would have thought like introducing a caveman to fire. Like, that's kind of what I expected from Mac of, like, yeah. I didn't know food could be this good.
Anything above Lunchable is going to be
blowing
its
socks off. I'm going
to
start taking more women
off
on dates so I can get food of this quality. Like, you guys, I expected lower, I had lower expectations. Mac, man, eats chicken fingers and
Dino bites.
Now
we've gotten to the heart
bites.
Of it, though. Keith and I, we did the appropriate compliments and everything, and it should have been a layup. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So do you view the Dodgers series as a measuring stick? Just no segue.
We don't need one. We don't need one.
Launching right into it.
No, I think the Guardians and what they've done and what they've shown, we don't have to have measuring sticks. We don't have to watch the Dodgers series like it's the Yankees series, like we were treating that one. It's not the Twins or anything like that. And it's not that they're any worse, any better, anything in between. It just, I don't think for the rest of the year we're going to have those type of series.
Yeah, like, if you win this, it's a good win. The Astros series at the end of the season. If you win that series, and there could be significant implications on seeding in the AL.
For sure there could.
But at the same point, you're to the point where just continue winning 2 out of every 3 games, no matter who it's against, and we're good.
They've shown us they can hang with any team.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the other part. Like, I don't need to validate the Guardians. Like, I get if you sweep the Dodgers, and there's going to be a hype factor that goes out the window. I think that's a national media who haven't been paying the attention to the Guardians. I think the next 24 games are about trying to get a 1 or 2 seed, staying healthy, and making sure that the offense continues to kick out the bad habits. I think if those 3 things happen, I think you're going to be a force to be reckoned with in October, regardless of whether you beat the Dodgers this weekend or sweep the White Sox next week or the next
series. For me, it's about getting your playoff rotation set. Mm-hmm. And then also, you got to get the 2 seed. You got to get the first round bye. I need to put so much emphasis on the first round bye because it's so new for baseball, the expanded playoffs, and then the seeding and everything that I know fans out there know about it, but I just need to put an added emphasis because it's the difference between playing in a wild card and not playing in a wild card. Yeah. And it's right there for the taking. It's all right there.
So it's because I've heard people use the rattle. Well, but you know, it's not a guarantee to get you to the ALCS. Okay. But you still would rather play less baseball on your path to the World Series.
Right. Like West games matters.
And here's the thing. If I can't trust you to win the ALDS, I probably couldn't have trusted you to win the wild card round either. Mm-hmm. So, like, the idea – and like, listen, the business implications, I'm sure the Guardians are like, well, maybe we could get that 3rd seed an extra.
That's awful. That's a good point, but that's awful thinking.
It's how you have to think because that – I mean, that's significant.
They're like,
money.
We want that gate money.
Give me that extra gate money. But for me, like, I agree with you. Like, you get the one or two seed, and you get that ability to just skip around. That's when I think if that happens, I think that allows you to dream a little bit more as you wait for playoff baseball.
Look at the Ravens last year. They get the first round bye out of it for the 1 seed, and then they take on the Texans. They beat the Texans. Lamar, not a good playoff performer, as we know. Then they're in the AFC title game. That's it. Like, the same thing can happen here with baseball. The byes matter.
The logic that just doesn't cut with me is, well, it doesn't guarantee you anything. Yeah, neither does making the playoffs. Like, it is, mm-hmm. like, the thing that I think that is so tough to forecast about the Guardians in the playoffs is, in baseball specifically, we're not building for one team. Like, in the NL, you are building to how do I compete against the Dodgers, especially if you're out west.
Sure.
You're not doing that in the American League. Like, yeah, the Orioles have a lot of talent. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of talent. And the Rays, up until this year, have been kind of a machine. And, oh, you've got the Astros out there and the Rangers. But there's not one team you're building, if you're in the AL, saying, I got to beat that team.
You got to focus on your own house.
Yes. But I think that makes it trickier. I think that's how... Honestly, I think that's what makes baseball different than almost anything else is. It's not even about the total amount of talent. It's about who do you face along the way.
Well, if I'm going to focus on our own house and how it would be impacted by all this, though, think about what it would do for the relievers.
Yeah.
Having the first round bye. I mean, that's what's the one flaw that everyone brings up on a national perspective about how Vogt has managed this season is the idea that the top 11 pitchers out of the bullpen this year, five of them are Guardians.
Yeah.
It's 60 plus innings for five different guys.
I do think it's interesting that this team has played since March. They've played like every game's the playoffs. I do think it's interesting test having to wait 6 days or whatever it's going to be.
And past couple years, people have made that a very valid point in bringing up the idea that you have to sit there and wait. And then it hasn't worked out well for a lot of those teams with the buys.
I'll still take the wait.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I'll still take the wait and figure it out from there.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.